All right, so you guys know how this works. You give us something interesting to dig into, and we dive deep.
That's right. And this time around, it's a pretty in-depth review of a mattress.
A mattress, yeah, the DLX Litex Lux hybrid mattress
Yeah.
specifically.
From Mattress Advisory, they really went all out in this review.
Yeah, they covered like everything from how it's made to like shipping and the warranty and all that.
Exactly. So our mission today is to kind of like sift through all that and pull out what really matters, you know?
Right, the stuff that'll actually help you decide if this mattress is going to be the one that gives you that, amazing sleep.
Yeah, like is this the mattress that's finally going to solve your sleep problems?
Exactly. So we'll be looking at comfort, obviously support, how well it handles heat, if it's good for different types of sleepers, like side sleepers, back sleepers, all that.
And of course, a big one for a lot of people is how it works for couples.
Right, because sharing a bed can be tricky with a mattress.
Definitely. And then all those practical things, you know, like how much it costs, what the shipping's, like the trial period warranty, all that good stuff.
So we're basically cutting through the jargon and giving you the need to know info.
Exactly. We want to make sure you walk away with a clear understanding of what this mattress is all about.
Okay, so let's jump right in. The name itself kind of gives us a clue, right? Latex Lux Hybrid.
Yeah, that luxury hybrid part definitely tells us something right away.
So what is that? What does that tell us about this mattress?
Well, it tells us right off the bat that we're dealing with a combination of materials.
Okay, a mix of different things.
Exactly. And they're chosen to basically give you the best of both worlds, you
I
know.
see.
So in this case, you've got a pretty thick layer of natural latex, 3 inches actually in the comfort layer, you know, the part you actually lie on.
Okay.
And then underneath that, you have what they call an advanced hybrid technology coil system for support.
Okay, so that's where the hybrid comes in.
Exactly. It's a mix of latex and coils.
Now, I've heard good things about natural latex, especially compared to memory foam.
Oh, yeah. Natural latex is known for being really responsive.
Responsive, how so?
Well, unlike memory foam, where you kind of sink in and feel like you're stuck,
Right.
latex kind of bounces back so it's easier to move around.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of people find that more comfortable, especially if you toss and turn a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's breathable too, right?
Absolutely. Natural latex is naturally breathable, which is a big plus if you tend to sleep hot.
Speaking of sleeping hot, this review raves about the cooling features of this mattress.
It does. It gives it a perfect score for cooling, 5 out of 5.
Wow, so they're really impressed.
They are, and a lot of that has to do with the materials in the cover and the layers right underneath.
Like what specifically?
Well, the cover is made with something called HyperFlex fabric,
Okay.
and then there's a layer of AirSoft viscose fiber underneath that.
And those are both good for cooling.
Exactly. They're designed to pull heat and moisture away from your body.
So if you're someone who wakes up sweating in the middle of the night,
Yeah.
this is something to pay attention to.
Absolutely. If overheating is a problem for you, this mattress seems like it could be a real game changer.
All right, let's move on to firmness. Now, this is a big one because everyone has their own preference, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What feels comfy for one person might feel way too hard or too soft for someone else.
Right, and the review actually lists four different firmness levels for this mattress.
They do, which is great for customization.
Yeah.
You know, it means you're more likely to find the perfect fit for you.
So what are the options?
Well, you've got soft, which they rate as a 4 out of 10 on the firmness scale.
Okay.
Then there's medium, which is a 6 out of 10,
Okay.
firm at 7 out of 10, and extra firm at 8 out of 10.
So a pretty good range there.
Yeah, they've got most preferences covered.
So how do you know which firmness is right for you?
Well, it really depends on your sleep position and personal preference.
Okay.
So side sleepers generally do better with a softer mattress.
Why is that?
Because it allows their shoulders and hips to sink in a bit, which helps to align the spine and avoid pressure points.
So for side sleepers, it's more about cushioning.
Exactly. And a medium firmness can be a good choice for people who switch positions a lot during the night, you know, combination sleepers.
Makes sense, kind of a middle ground.
Right. And if you're a back or stomach sleeper, you typically need something firmer.
To keep the spine aligned.
Exactly. If your hips sink too much, it can throw your spine out of whack.
Right, and lead to back pain.
Exactly. So back and stomach sleepers usually prefer firm or extra firm.
Now, it's not all about just feeling soft or firm, though, right? There's more to it than that.
Oh, yeah. The support system underneath is crucial.
Right, because that's what ultimately determines how well your body's supported throughout the night.
Exactly. And how you feel in the morning.
So what about the support in this mattress?
Well, it's got a few things going for it. First, there's a layer called Link Bridge Transitional Foam.
Link Bridge Transitional Foam.
Okay, what is that? It's basically a layer that sits between the soft comfort layers and the firmer coil system.
I see a sort of transition zone.
Exactly. It creates a smoother transition so you don't feel like you're suddenly bottoming out.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And then, of course, you have the advanced hybrid technology coil system itself.
Right. The coils provide the main support.
They do. And while the review doesn't go into super technical details about the coils,
Right.
it sounds like they're probably individually wrapped coils.
What does that mean?
It means each coil is encased in its own little fabric pocket.
Okay, and why is that good?
Well, it allows each coil to move independently, which means the mattress can contour to your body more precisely.
Oh, I see. So it adapts to your shape.
Exactly. And it also helps with motion isolation, which is really important for couples.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that in a bit. But before we move on from support, there's one more thing I wanted to ask about the edge support.
Oh, yeah, the reinforced edges.
Exactly. That sounds like a really practical feature.
It is. It basically means they've strengthened the sides of the mattress
Okay.
so you can sleep right up to the edge without feeling like you're going to roll off.
Right, because with some mattresses, you kind of feel like you're going to slide off if you get too close to the edge.
Exactly. And it's not just about feeling secure, it also maximizes the usable sleep surface.
Especially for couples.
Definitely, if you're sharing a bed, you want as much space as possible.
Makes sense. And strong edge support is also good for the longevity of the mattress, right?
It is, it helps to prevent sagging over time.
Okay, so speaking of couples, let's talk about motion isolation.
The dreaded motion transfer.
Exactly. The review says it's good, but not amazing.
Yeah, that's an important distinction.
So what does that actually mean for someone who shares a bed?
Well, because this is a hybrid mattress with coils, there's inherently going to be a bit more bounce than an all-foam
Right,
mattress.
foam is usually better at absorbing movement.
It is, but the coils in this DLX mattress are designed to minimize motion transfer.
How so?
Probably through those individually encased coils we talked about.
Oh, okay. Each coil kind of moves on its own.
Exactly. So it isolates movement better than traditional inner spring mattresses.
So it's not as good as all foam, but
Right.
still pretty decent.
Yeah, for most people it'll be fine, but if you're a super light sleeper and very sensitive to movement,
Like if your partner rolls over and you wake up immediately.
exactly, then an all-foam mattress might still be a better choice.
Okay, so it depends on your sensitivity.
It does, but for a lot of couples, the motion isolation on this mattress will be perfectly acceptable.
Now, on the flip side, the review also mentions a just right amount of bounce.
Yeah, that's the other side of the coin.
So why is some bounce actually a good thing?
Well, bounce basically means the mattress is responsive.
Okay.
It means it reacts to your movement, so it's easier to change positions during the night.
You're not fighting against the mattress.
Exactly. And it also makes getting in and out of bed easier.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And for some couples, a little bit of bounce is actually preferred for intimacy.
So it's about finding that balance between responsiveness and motion isolation.
Exactly. Too much bounce, and you'll wake your partner up. Too little bounce, and you feel stuck.
Right, so this one seems to strike a good balance.
It does, according to the review.
Okay, so let's imagine our listener right now. They're thinking, okay, all this sounds pretty good, but is this mattress right for me?
Right.
So let's try to paint a picture of the ideal sleeper for this mattress.
Okay, so based on everything we've talked about,
Yeah.
who do you think this mattress would be a good fit for?
Well, for starters, I'd say anyone who tends to sleep hot.
Definitely the cooling features are a huge plus for hot sleepers.
And we talked about how side sleepers might prefer the soft or medium firmness,
Right, they need that pressure relief for their shoulders and hips.
while back and stomach sleepers
Yeah.
would probably be more comfortable on the firm or extra firm.
Exactly, to keep their spine aligned.
And medium seems like a good all-rounder for combination sleepers.
It does, it offers a good balance of comfort and support.
And it's worth mentioning that this mattress has a pretty high weight capacity,
It does 250 to 300 pounds per sleeper.
Which suggests it's a good option for heavier individuals.
Yeah, it seems like it would be really durable and supportive for heavier people.
Okay, so what about couples? How does this mattress stack up for them?
Well, I think it has a lot to offer couples.
In what ways?
Well, first off, the strong edge support is great for maximizing space.
Right, no more feeling like you're gonna roll off the bed.
Exactly. And while the motion isolation isn't the absolute best, it's
Yeah.
still rated as good, which should be sufficient for a lot of couples.
Right, especially if you're not super sensitive to movement.
Exactly. And the responsiveness and cooling features are a bonus for intimacy.
Okay, that's good to know.
And they offer a split king option too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so each person can choose their own firmness level.
So if one person likes it soft and the other likes it firm,
Exactly. They can both be happy.
that's a really nice feature for couples.
It is. It shows they've really thought about the needs of people who share a bed.
Okay, so now let's shift gears a bit and talk about the practical stuff, you know, things like shipping, setup, all that.
Right, because those things matter too.
Absolutely. So what did the review highlight in those areas?
Well, first of all, shipping is free.
Always a plus.
And the mattress comes compressed and rolled up in a box.
Like those mattresses in a box you see advertised everywhere.
Exactly. It makes it a lot easier to handle and get into your bedroom.
Right. You don't need a team of people to carry it.
Exactly. And unboxing is supposed to be pretty quick and easy.
But it takes a few hours for the mattress to fully expand.
Right. You got to give it some time to breathe.
And what about that new mattress? Smell the off-gassing.
The review says it's minimal with this mattress.
Which is good.
Yeah. Nobody wants to sleep in a cloud of chemicals.
So why is the off-gassing so low with this one?
They say it's because of the natural latex and the CertiPure-UR US certified foams.
Okay, so they're using materials that are low in VOCs.
Exactly. And the smell dissipates quickly too.
And then there's the trial period. They give you a good amount of time to try it out, right?
They do 120 nights.
That's 4 months.
Yeah, so you have plenty of time to really decide if you like it.
And if you don't,
you can return it.
That's reassuring.
It is. And to top it all off, they offer a lifetime warranty.
Wow. A lifetime warranty on a mattress. That's pretty impressive.
It is. It shows they really stand behind their product.
It suggests they're confident in its durability.
Exactly. They're basically saying this mattress is built to last.
Okay, so all this sounds great, but it probably comes with a pretty hefty price tag.
It does. The review mentions that it's a premium mattress.
So what are we talking about here?
Well, queen size DLX Latex Lux Hybrid starts at over $2,000.
Okay, so it's definitely an investment.
It is. It's on the higher end of the mattress price spectrum.
But I guess that's to be expected with the quality materials and the advanced features.
Exactly. You're paying for the natural latex, the individually wrapped coils, the reinforced edges, all that.
Right. It's not just a basic mattress.
Nope. It's packed with features and technology.
But the review did mention financing options, right?
Yes. So that could make it more manageable for some people.
Yeah. Breaking it down into monthly payments can make a big difference.
Definitely. And when you consider the lifetime warranty, it might actually be a good long-term investment.
Right. You might not have to buy another mattress for a very long time.
Exactly. So the price might be worth it in the long run.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the company itself, DLX. What's the overall impression based on this review?
Well, they come across as a very reputable brand.
Okay. A company you can trust.
Exactly. They're known for quality, durability, innovation, all the good stuff.
And they have a good reputation for customer service.
That's right. The review says their customer support is really responsive.
So if you have any problems,
you can reach them easily by phone, email, or chat.
That's good to know. It's always reassuring to know a company will stand behind their product.
Definitely.
Okay. So were there any mentions of safety or environmental considerations in the review?
Yes. They highlighted the fact that this mattress uses CertiPure US certified foams.
Okay, so what does that mean for the listener?
It means the foams have been tested and verified to be free of harmful chemicals.
Like what kinds of chemicals?
Things like ozone depleters, certain flame retardants, heavy metals, formaldehyde phthalates.
So it's a healthier sleep environment.
Exactly. And it's better for the environment, too.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah, you get a safer mattress and you're doing your part for the planet.
Now, to be fair, we should also talk about any potential downsides mentioned in the review.
Right. We want to give you the full picture.
So were there any drawbacks or limitations to this mattress?
Well, as we discussed earlier, the motion isolation is good, but not the absolute best.
Right.
So if you're extremely sensitive to movement, this might not be the ideal mattress for you.
Especially if you share a bed with a restless sleeper.
Exactly. And then there's the price.
Right. It's a premium mattress, so it's not exactly budget friendly.
If you're on a tight budget, this might be out of reach.
And the last potential downside is that it might not be soft enough for some side sleepers.
Yeah, even the soft version might be a bit too firm for those who really want that sinking in feeling.
So if you're a side sleeper who prefers an ultra plush feel, you might want to consider other options.
Exactly.
Okay, so to wrap things up, let's bring it all together for our listeners.
Okay.
Based on this deep dive into the review, who do you think is the perfect candidate for the DLX Latex Lux Hybrid Mattress?
Well, taking everything into consideration, I'd say the ideal sleeper for this mattress is someone who tends to sleep hot.
Okay, so hot sleepers are definitely a good match.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also a great option for combination sleepers.
Right, because the medium firmness provides a nice balance.
Exactly. And back and stomach sleepers who need good spinal alignment would also likely appreciate this mattress.
Especially the firm and extra firm options.
Exactly. And for couples, it offers a lot of benefits too.
Like the strong edge, support the decent motion isolation.
And the split king option for different firmness preferences.
Right, so it's versatile.
It is, and it's important to remember that this is a premium mattress.
Right, it's an investment.
So it's for someone who's willing to spend a bit more for quality and durability.
And for that peace of mind of a lifetime warranty.
Exactly.
So to sum up, what would you say are the standout strengths of this mattress? The things that really make it shine?
Well, the customizable comfort with the four different firmness levels is a big one.
Right. That's not something every mattress offers.
Definitely. And the exceptional cooling capabilities are a major selling point, especially for hot sleepers.
And we can't forget about the robust support system.
Yeah, the combination of latex and those advanced coils really seems to provide excellent support.
And those reinforced edges, too, for added stability and durability.
Absolutely. And of course, that lifetime warranty is a huge plus.
It really speaks to the quality and longevity of this mattress.
It does. It shows they believe in their product.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the DLX Latex Lux hybrid mattress, the big question for you listening is this.
Yes.
Do the features and benefits we've discussed align with your specific sleep needs and preferences?
Exactly. And just as importantly, does it fit your budget?
Right, because it is a premium mattress.
It is so. You have to weigh the pros and cons and decide if it's the right investment for you.
Think about what's most important to you for a good night's sleep.
Is it staying cool? Is it having the right level of support? Is it minimizing motion transfer?
Or maybe it's all of the above.
Right, everyone's different.
Exactly. So you have to figure out what matters most to you.
And then use that information to make an informed decision.
Now that you've had a chance to peek under the covers, so to speak.
Right.
What is it about your current sleep setup that makes you wonder if a mattress like this could truly change the way you sleep?
That's a great question. Something to think about.
Yeah, something to ponder.
Well, we really appreciate you sharing this detailed review with us.
Absolutely. It was a fascinating deep dive.
It was, and we hope this conversation has given you a much clearer understanding of the DLX Latex Lux hybrid mattress.
And whether or not it might be the key to finally getting those restful nights you deserve.
Exactly. Sleep is so important.
It really is. It affects everything.
It does so. Investing in a good mattress is an investment in your overall well-being.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, that's about it for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and happy sleeping.
Sweet dreams.
We'll see you next time.